mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, this year is almost over. It's the 30th day of December 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones. And when I got back on Tuesday from a short, well-deserved vacation, I threw it out at the listeners, what do you think is going to happen in 2005? The good, the bad, and the ugly. And I should have also asked you, what do you think the most important stories of 2004 have been? Both the most important stories that did get wide coverage, and the most important stories that were spiked or whitewashed. A lot happened in 2004. From the New Freedom Initiative, forced psychological testing of all the young people in the nation, the Patriot Act II and national ID card provisions, George W. Bush was elected, supposedly, to a second term, running against his cousin, his skull and bones buddy, John Forbes Kerry. Of course, here at the hind end of 2004, now even the mainstream news is saying upwards of 100,000 people killed from the earthquake and resulting tsunami. There are literally just scores and scores and scores of important news items and stories in 2004. And I think it's important to bring those back to our memories and really look at this tapestry of where our world's going, what's happening. And you can talk about the positive things that happened in 04, the ugly things that happened in 04, the evil things that happened in 04. And, of course, your predictions for 2005, that is less than 48 hours away. 2005. I still have a memory of being about 3 years old and my mother looking at me in the kitchen while she was cooking, and I was talking to her. And she said, "Alex, imagine the year 2000. Imagine the year 2000. Why, you'll be grown up with your family of your own. But that's such a long way away." And now we're well past 2000. We're in 2005, ladies and gentlemen, just a few hours away. Before we know it, it'll be 2010 and 2020. And before we know it, our loved ones will pass and will pass from the earth. But our deeds, what we did, will be left behind. What we built, what we stood for. And history won't remember all the thugs and criminals and despots and thieves and parasites. History will remember those that stood up for humanity at the beginning of the new dark age known as the New World Order and the technocracy that controls it. And so I'm honored to be your host. I'm honored to have so many great listeners. It's a great blessing and a great responsibility to be on the front lines of the fight against the global crime families, their organized allied crime syndicates. We're going to go to break, and when we get back, I'm going to plunge into the news, and then, yes, we're going to take a lot of calls today, a ton of calls, with your predictions for 05, but also what you think the most important stories of 2004 were, either reported or underreported. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey, Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Next Wednesday night.
What America needs is affordable health insurance.
Finding affordable health insurance for you and your family, it's on everybody's mind right now. And if you're self-employed, it's on your mind too. Well, I found a company you can call right now and get the affordable health insurance coverage you're looking for. The Midwest National Life Insurance Company of Tennessee. Write this number down. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. They specialize in helping entrepreneurs of all kinds and those of us who run small businesses or don't get health insurance where we work to protect our families with the health insurance we need. And if you have a COBRA plan that's about to expire, we can help you too. So call us right now. 800-807-5989. That's 800-807-5989. Not available in all states.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Tsunamis could exceed 100,000. Now, on Tuesday, we had this from the big newspapers in Asia. But it finally hit our news. Tens of thousands of people missing from Asia to Africa. U.S. spearheads multinational aid coalition. Mass burials denying families opportunities to identify loved ones. Meanwhile, there is a report out of the BBC and several other reports where officials in Sri Lanka and other areas are saying there are no dead animals. No dead elephants, no dead jaguars, no dead mice, no dead rabbits, nothing. They had all cleared out long before, and they almost always do. That's just a scientific fact. That's been studied for well, really a century, but a lot of scientific data in the last 50 years that mammals have a sixth sense. What is it? You cannot deny it. I don't think it's magic or connected to crystal balls. How do ducks or geese know to fly south for the winter? How do they fly thousands of miles without ever being to that place before? It's magnetic fields, it's a lot of different issues. And I wonder why humans seem to be exempt from this. I don't think we are. Those new studies have been showing that everything from fowl, that is geese and ducks, to whales have been having trouble navigating according to these magnetic fields because there's so much disturbance going on from frequency pollution. And frequency pollution is real, my friends, especially when you stick that cell phone right up against your skull. A bunch of new studies out on that from prestigious universities and scientific firms, just adding to hundreds of past reports. But again, a side issue, but that just shows how everything is interconnected. Massive Asian earthquake made Earth days shorter. This out of the Moscow News, says Russian scientist, and we know that it did interrupt the rotation of the Earth for just a few seconds. That is confirmed by the U.S. Geological Survey, by the French, by the Germans, by the Russians, by the Japanese. But now this, the massive earthquake in the Indian Ocean that spurred a deadly tsunami claiming tens of thousands of lives over the weekend was so huge that it caused the Earth to rotate faster, shortening the day, Russian scientists say. The earthquake, which hit at a 9.0 on the Richter scale, caused the Earth's diameter to decrease. Roman Vilfod, head of Russia's Meteorological Center, was quoted by Interfax as saying, "The Earth's axis changed and changes constantly. It never remains at one point," he said, "because the diameter of the Earth decreased as a result of a shift of tectonic plates. The speed of the Earth as it rotates around its own axis could increase. This can cause an increase in the length of the day by several milliseconds." Vilfod was quoted as saying, "Scientists and Italian geological centers have concluded, meanwhile, that the Earth's axis has shifted 6 centimeters eastward." So first they said it slowed for a second and then sped up. And you have the crust bulging out now in the Indian Ocean, and then on the other side of the planet you have a sucking in or a collapsing inward. Who knows? But, I mean, this is what the Earth is always been doing. And it is a little bit arrogant of people to think that this was man-made, that the government did it. And, yes, I talked about it this week, and we did find the quotes. It's posted on PrisonPlanet.com. It surfaced on the Internet, and we're glad that was dug back up. But Cohen said in a press conference, in a meeting to a bunch of military brass, that the future would be earthquake and weather-type weapons. And they have spent tens of billions of dollars on it. Look, I don't know. I mean, they admit that with nuclear weapons detonated on key fault lines, they can trigger earthquakes. But there's no evidence that a nuclear weapon was detonated. Then some people say, well, it's the HAARP system. You can go to a Russian firm using Russian technology and pay them a couple $1 million, and they guarantee you they'll clear your event and have blue skies for your parade or air show. And with these different magnetic transmitters, these antenna arrays, coupled with cloud seeding or the reverse of that, releasing chemicals that dry up the atmosphere, they can make what would seem like large areas, hundreds of square miles, but in the aggregate, very small areas. They can control the weather. And they manipulated the weather. This is even on the Weather Channel, a program called Atmospheres. Had several shows on it a few years ago, where the Pentagon admitted, yeah, we manipulated the weather in Vietnam. So, yes, I mean, the government can do this, but can they create 9.0 earthquakes? I don't think so. I like to go with what's most probable. And that is the sun has been at the top of a cycle, a very hot cycle, emitting a lot of radiation, a lot of heat, a lot of light source, and it's done a lot of things to the Earth, a lot of things to the other planets that sensors have picked up. It's done a lot of things to communications. And this has happened throughout history. I mean, Pompeii in Italy, back in the Roman days, was completely destroyed. There are just hundreds of examples of huge calamities and volcanic and earthquake events that have killed millions of people in recorded history. So I'll just say that the genetic engineering that's going on and the manipulation of the very fabric of life and the life cycle of the biosphere, the global biosphere, that is much more dangerous to humanity than these weather weapons and the like, these tectonic seismic weapons, as they call them. I'll tell you what's a really big threat are these superconducting supercolliders. A lot of top scientists went public decades ago in the last few years. We'll take the Waxahachie, Texas superconducting supercollider that they canceled, and then it went to the EU, a smaller one. They were telling them, look, you need to stop accelerating uranium and plutonium and other things and slamming it into blocks of lead and other metals. It could cause a antimatter chain reaction and could destroy the U.S. It could destroy the planet. It could destroy the solar system. It could destroy and rip a giant hole in the galaxy and create a super black hole. The mathematics show this. Does that stop the French from accelerating particles? Does that stop our government? Does it stop the Russians? Does it stop the Chinese, who've all got superconducting super colliders? No, they're just every day just slamming different particles into different things at different speeds, at light speed. And they continue to cross species, mesh plant and animal and mammal and insect and cross mammalian and marsupial mammal, reptile mammal, chimpanzee human, pig human, goat spider, goat human. And then they just calmly come out a couple weeks ago, the Washington Post and other publications, and oh yeah, they've got humanzees in Argentina. They've crossed humans with chimpanzees, but they don't have any rights because they're part chimpanzee. But we're not going to show them to you. And yeah, we've been doing all this, and it's just shut up and accept it. And yeah, California and New Jersey have legalized cloning up until birth, and they can do anything they want with the baby's body. They can even keep it alive and do things with it. I mean, it's just, but you tell the average person this, they just give you a blank stare, huh? You've been watching the X-Files too much. So I think this is really one of the biggest stories of 2004, is that they're just going public with, oh, we're going to build 36 level 4 bioweapons lab. We already had a bunch of them going without even telling you in areas that weren't level 4, like the University of Texas at Galveston. And, oh, yeah, we've been cross-species splicing all over the globe for a long time with these chimeras, these abominations. And, oh, yeah, we've been planting all these different types of pharmacological plants in open air spreading into other species. So what? And oh yeah, we've got all these new programs with the superconducting super colliders and other systems slamming different particles together, messing with antimatter. Pentagon came out this year and admitted they're making antimatter bombs. They have them. Oh, wonderful. Don't dare test them though, huh? Might blow the whole planet up.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You and your family members gaining enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration is the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. See Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call See Minerals today toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit SeaMineral.com.
What you doing when you're driving my way? If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm the highway patrol.
Everybody knows in America the state is above the people. The state is God. The state is the authority. We don't have any rights. That's what America and George Washington and mom and apple pie and baseball is all about. It's like it is in the Soviet Union and in China today. It's all about being a slave of the state. You know, I think about the globalists, how they're doing all these experiments, racing ahead for super weapons when their own scientists say it could cause mass disaster, chem, bio, radiological, antimatter, all these different things. And then I think about how our government, with the A-10 Warthogs and the Abrams tanks and the Bradley fighting vehicles, proliferated and used conservatively, very conservatively, three times as much depleted uranium as they used in the first Gulf War. The real numbers that we've got are around 10 times, but the government admits three times. And they put it in everything. This is the leftover stuff from nuclear weapons production and from nuclear power plants. And their own manuals, their own training manuals that they don't allow to be issued to the troops after the early 90s, because troops got upset about it. We've interviewed the doctor who wrote the manuals, Dr. Rocky and others, that it is a heavy metal, deadly poison that doesn't go away, and it also has the radiological effect. And the New York Daily News, again, did the blood test on 15 troops this year, and wow, they really had two rims of radiation, and it really was killing them, and people really are dying. But here's the incredible thing. In the first Gulf War, they used it out in the desert. They used it out in the desert. And they used it in areas where it wasn't around big populations. And the people that hauled away the tanks, the Arab construction workers, the American construction workers, our troops, the removal teams, the salvage crews, they got deathly ill and tens of thousands have died. That's admitted. Just back in the newspaper, asked, so what? Well, I care. This time, they bombarded almost every Republican Guard and regular Army base with DU, and then our troops move right into it. And the generals and the colonels and the captains, you know, the majors, they all march around breathing it too. And they all know. They just, well, I'm just tough. I can handle it. Well, let's go ahead and play this clip of a family in Kansas City yesterday. And this is up on Infowars.com. Here it is, a good report from a mainstream TV station in Kansas City. Here it is.
A soldier survives Iraq but dies of a mysterious illness his family suspects the government is hiding. NBC Action News reporter Ron Mott is live with the story you'll see only on NBC Action News. Ron?
Elizabeth, it's a complaint heard all over the country that soldiers are being poisoned by their own ammo. They, of course, are made to kill the enemy, but as one Raytown family says, they've turned into unfriendly fire.
You know, they come out 5 minutes and said, he's gone.
For nearly a year and a half, Dwayne Garten worried that his son might return from Iraq in a body bag.
This is worse than if he'd have got killed over there, really.
Instead, decorated 35-year-old Army Sergeant Clay Garten spent an agonizing 3 weeks dying in his parents' Raytown home and at the VA hospital, eventually losing the fight the day after Christmas.
35 years, I had no boy. He went through 16 months of hell and he come back and they didn't do nothing for him. That's what I don't understand, why they couldn't do something for him.
This is Seth, mm-hmm. And this is Mr. Gage.
A father of three, Clay Garten's family believes the Army medic is every bit a casualty of war as those who die on the front lines, after they say he became exposed to depleted uranium dust used in some U.S. ammunition. The government contends the health risks are low.
I think they know exactly what's going on. I think these troops over there are all in danger of this stuff.
The family says Garten lost 30 pounds before he died, starting with a debilitating back spasm earlier this month that was followed by a series of high fevers reaching 106 degrees.
It was hard to watch my son from such a big, strong, intelligent man to turn into a small person.
Meanwhile, a grieving father mourns his lost fishing and hunting buddy.
That's the only way I can remember him. I don't remember this. It's too painful. If you're in my body right now, you know how hard it hurts.
A memorial fund has been set up in Clay Garten's name to benefit his three kids. For more information, call the Bank of America Raytown branch at 816-979-6292. And the family did have tissue samples taken from Clay Garten's body, hoping that they will lead to some concrete answers. Reporting live tonight, Ron Mott, NBC.
We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit ARCinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
Day from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be talking with the callers about their predictions for 2005 on this December 30th edition, and what they think the biggest stories of 2004 were. What were most important to you? By that, I don't mean the biggest reported story. That'd be Lacey Peterson or the staged election or something mindless like that. What do you think the most important stories of 2004 were? Both underreported or overreported, it doesn't matter. What do you think the most important was? And of course, what do you think the most important things were that actually happened in 2004? A lot happened. A very busy year for the New World Order, and a very busy year for those of us in the forces of liberty and human dignity. We've gotten a lot done. The awakening has been the greatest ever in modern history. Carlos and Steve and Eugene and John and Larry, your calls are coming up momentarily. And then China spying on us. That's the Canadian National Post. Yeah, no kidding they are. They're spying on everybody. Russia, China plan military drills. This out of the Associated Press. And it's been going on for a while, but it's coming up early this next year. Very, very serious. That's just some of the news that's coming up. Before I go to your calls here, just briefly, I want to encourage every single one of you out there who knows about the Global Crime Syndicate, that knows about the New World Order, that knows about the different things that are happening to this country and the world, but that hasn't taken action to get my documentary films. I've made 11 of them. They're among the best freedom-loving, patriot, whatever you want to call them, truth-seeking films out there. And they won't be seen, they won't have an effect, unless you, those that already have them, make copies of them and give them to friends, family, neighbors, air them on Access TV, show them at your VFW hall, show them at the local library. Unless you give them to people in the establishment, the opinion makers, unless you take action. So number one, if you have my videos, Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3 Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, American Dictators, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, America Destroyed by Design. The power we have is in you taking action, and we've already had amazing effects around this country by you doing that. But if you haven't, please do. Secondarily, if you haven't gotten my films, they're excellent. I authorize you to make copies for nonprofit educational purposes. Secondarily, as a caveat or as a tertiary side avenue, as a capillary to the main reason we make the films, it supports what I do and enables me to make more films, and we need your support. And just for a few more days, frankly, until I get time to get up there on the websites and change it with the call center, we are going to continue to offer the specials of upwards of 70% off on some of my best films, like American Dictators, my newest film, documenting the stage election of 04, or 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. When you buy one copy for $19.95 of American Dictators, or one copy of Road to Tyranny for $24.95, this is almost 3 hours long, each additional DVD is $5.95, each additional VHS $9.95. But with the DVD, you're looking at a 70-plus percent discount on each additional copy. I mean, you're not going to find DVDs lower than this. $5.95 for the originals with the hardcover case and the stamp on the top and the high quality. Take action. Take advantage of this. We've got another 9/11 special that's roughly half off on four 9/11 films and a book that come together. We got a book special, a bunch of different specials that are just going for, on the outside, another week or so. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Or go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, link through to the secure, safe, online shopping cart, and you can watch free video clips, read about the film, look at all the different specials, and decide which videos you want to order. Or if you're a big computer person, for 15 cents a day, we have monthly and yearly subscriptions. You can watch all of my films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post, my best audio interviews, special text reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, for 15 cents a day. Folks, a normal ebook that's 300 pages long is about $5-6. For $5.95 a month, you can go watch all the films, the weekly TV reports, read two books, print copies off for the cost of the paper you put in the machine, in the printer. I mean, it's an insane deal. And it's low because it's just there to pay for our bandwidth. That's why the prices are so low. And we can't give it out for free anymore. I mean, when millions of people start coming and hitting the site and watching clips and stuff, we had to have some of it, you know, total unlimited access for a small fee. That's just free market, just to pay for what we're doing. So please take action, PrisonPlanet.tv. All right, enough of me plugging those items, but that's really where we have the biggest effect. These really are changing lives. Carlos in California, thanks for holding. Welcome.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I listened to your interview yesterday with Mr. Perkins. Very insightful interview.
Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Exactly. And I had already read a book on the matter about a few years back by Greg Palast on the best money.
Yeah, the best democracy money can buy. He broke on the BBC, and then we were the first to get even more details here with Greg on air the Joseph Stiglitz quitting the World Bank and going public with the actual plans to set up police states, take everything we've got.
Exactly, and he alluded to the fact that the IMF and the World Bank is preconditions to issue further loans to the bankrupt countries in Latin America and Africa would pose like 120 very strict conditions on them. The biggest one being, of course, privatization, where the corporations come in and just buy up everything, all the natural resources at buyer sell prices.
And the interest on the loans on average is over 30%.
Right. But there were other provisions there on some of the other clauses that actually impose influencing all these particular nations, influencing their health, their educational, their social planning services, to the point that where they tell the hospitals to start raising fees in countries like Tanzania and Zimbabwe, where there's the high incidence of AIDS victims who cannot.
Yeah, for those who don't understand how this works, and I'm glad you brought this up. Look. The global bankers print money in the U.S. and Europe out of nothing, backed up by our taxes, by our labor. That's how they steal our labor. That's how they give value to the fiat currency. Then they take it, give it to the IMF and World Bank, who publicly gives it to private corporations, who then get to go loan it to the third world countries, and you said it, 120-plus conditions, and they say... This got declassified in 92, the Dr. Henry Kissinger CIA document that's on Infowars.com. Just type in Dr. Henry Kissinger CIA document population control. And they ordered the five most populous countries in the third world, in Africa and Latin America and Asia. They told them, they said, forcibly sterilize half your women or no more money. I mean, that's just one of the things they do. Go ahead.
Well, you know, that's in a way, they're imposing their hidden agenda of depopulating the world. And, of course, they do it through all these mechanisms whereby they tell hospitals to raise fees, knowing fully well that AIDS victims in Africa will not be able to pay for these fees, and they'll die. And the result is there. You got 8,000-plus dying in Africa every day. And it can be... it can be attributed in some measure to these IMF and World Bank impositions on these countries.
So, what do you think the biggest story of 2004 was?
Well, I think actually, I still believe overall the war in Iraq is still the biggest story, because that's going to propel us, the accentuation and the enhancement of the war in Iraq is going to propel us further into a further expansion of the war in the Middle East. And it's really antagonizing the Middle Eastern people to the point where they're going to rise up in masses. In fact, they're consolidating themselves over there in all these different religious factions.
They're dumping the dollar, and the Pentagon P2OG plan 3 years ago says that's what they want. They want to stir up the Arabs.
Yeah, they're stirring them up. There's 32 already factions from the various religious groups that have consolidated themselves. And the whole purpose is to retaliate, to come back on a counteroffensive against us. And so you can see the anger spreading throughout the Middle East. And you're going to see the anger spreading through Africa. And what I'm afraid of now is something that not much attention is being paid to. A second front is being formed gradually by the Marxist nations in Latin America in conjunction with the guerrilla groups and the Salvadorian gangs. Some of the exiled members of gangs here in the United States have gone back to El Salvador and Guatemala. They're joining alliances with all these different groups. They got 100,000 members over there, and they're already starting to spread terrorism back there, and they're going to form an alliance against us.
And again, you always catch the big UN banks funding the communists as a false bipolar choice to spread this destabilization. You're absolutely right. Thanks for the call. Really good points. He's absolutely right, folks. They give you the false left choice. Steve in California, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Greetings again from the California fatherland, Alex, home of your groping Fuhrer.
The groping Fuhrer, yes.
I got a quick statement about earthquakes. I remember maybe back in the mid-60s, China actually researched the predictability.
Predictability
of earthquakes. by watching animals, which, of course, they'd have to be commonly occurring animals, animals that you'd normally recognize their behavior, so when it does change, you know when they are acting crazy. And so they essentially were watching dogs and monkeys and roosters, and otherwise monitoring well water height in near coastal regions where earthquakes might occur. What they did find out is normally they only had about 15 minutes of predictability. The ensuing pandemonium of giving people that much warning time is a problem. Also, where to go, it didn't really tell you where exactly it would happen. And again, I don't see how years on end, in the span of geologic time, you would have researchers watching animals for, you know, a year or two to find out. Oh, also, you would need an earthquake, too.
There have been a lot of studies. I mean, there were studies 75, 100 years ago studying animals, and it depends on what type of geological event it is. You know, a lot of these things start with tremors and things, and the animals do pick it up hours or even days before. And look at the evidence here out of Sri Lanka and other areas. They're not finding dead animals. The animals had fled.
Right. Well, I also have a prediction for you, or at least one of the biggest stories for 2004, obviously, would be the Diebold black box voting story, aside from the war. And I was thinking with the guest, John Perkins, yesterday, awesome, awesome interview. Perhaps you might want to discuss George Shultz, the kingmaker, and exactly what his goal is working with Arnold right now. That probably would be a very big story for 2005 when they finally do announce his run for
presidency. Well, they have basically announced it. The new Kennedy family biographer is doing an authorized autobiography of Schwarzenegger. This came out earlier this week. It's on ArnoldExposed.com. It actually came out last week. And he quote, the secret plan revealed to put Arnold in the White House is going to be in the book.
Okay. And can I ask one more question, at least about the ocean?
Sure.
I remember a year ago I was getting an email about inner ear problems with whales that end up beached because of some super sonar the Navy might be using.
Yes.
Or other experimental technology. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, they've been testing it for 3 or 4 years publicly, and every time they test it, there's mass whale beachings for thousands of miles around, and it clearly is wreaking havoc. They put all these high-powered pingers or transmitters in the ocean and then blanket the entire areas, entire bodies of water with it.
Well, thanks for your time, Alex.
Hey, thank you for the call. Yes, that's really happening. Eugene in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex Jones. How you doing?
Good, sir.
I listen to you a lot. I'm calling you because I think I might need your help. Yesterday I was downtown carrying a sign, and now I was placed under mental health arrest, and now I've been in the hospital for like a day now. They won't let me out. I haven't gotten any legal help.
Now, let me understand this. You were carrying a sign, and they came and arrested and said you were mentally ill.
Yeah, well, the sign said on Friday I'm going to kill myself. But they arrested me. You know, I wasn't doing anything. I wasn't making
a disturbance. Well, sir, I'm not surprised. I mean, I think you walk around with a sign like that, that's what's going to happen.
Well, I'm wondering, is that, I mean, you know, I wasn't doing
anything. No, I think that's, I'd be honest with you, sir. What was the point of the sign?
Well, I wanted to see how far my free speech rights go, you know.
Well,
if
you could show them, hey, I'm a college student and I'm writing a paper on this as a psychological test, you told them that?
I told them that.
And you told them you have no intention of committing suicide?
I told them I have no intention of committing suicide.
Well, then they should let you go. But still, I mean, I don't blame them for taking...
Well, I've been told I'm going to be here for over the weekend, that I'm not getting out for a while. I don't
know. that's wrong. I mean, it's your right to... Except, you know, that sign could, frankly, be considered as causing unrest, or it's almost yelling fire in a theater. Really, I think it was, I don't want to be mean to you, but it's something I wouldn't have done, sir.
Right.
And I think...
Well, you know, another big thing about this is that because they arrested me, they're going to force all these medical bills on me, you know?
Well, they can't do that.
Well, I'm the one that's going to be legally responsible for these bills, you know?
No, you shouldn't be. That's not true.
But is there any legal things you can help me with at all?
I don't know the laws of New York, but if the government grabs you and puts you in a facility, they shouldn't be able to force you to pay for it.
But is there like anybody you could put me in touch with at all?
I mean, it's just, you have to look into the laws, but I know that, I mean, it's, they can't really do that.
But if I
mean, they have to have a process. They'd have to take you to court and then, you know, adjudicate it and find that, you know, that you're liable for it. They can't just, by fiat, say you've got to pay this.
I haven't been to court at all. But is there anybody you can, if I gave you my number offline, the number here, would you be able to have someone to call me just for legal advice or something?
You know, I really don't, sir. I don't know the New York laws in particular. I mean, I just know the Constitution and common sense, and I've seen other similar cases. But just because somebody tells you you're going to have to pay doesn't mean you're going to have to. What's the mechanism? What's the mechanism of how they're going to make you pay?
They send me the bill. And I even called the ACLU about the free speech rights, and they said, no, they're not going to help.
Well, it's not an easily defendable case. Listen, thanks for the call, sir, but, I mean, call me back as it develops. Walking around with a sign saying I'm going to kill myself on Friday is really asking for it. And quite frankly, it's stupid. It's dumb. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Think the biggest story of 04 was your predictions for 2005. It's less than 48 hours away. Toll free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. I've got articles here out of New York where they're using anti-terror laws on gangs, charging gang members with terrorism. And again, they do it on groups that people don't like. Oh, well, yeah, charge them, but then it's going to be you or I tomorrow. Also in Europe and in England, going after 8-year-olds, making them carry ID cards. If you drop a bubblegum wrapper, you're criminally charged. I mean, it's actual mainstream news, BBC, London Guardian, just all over getting us into the system for more and more petty reasons. That's coming up. All right, now let's go back to the calls. John in Wisconsin. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Morning, Alex. How are you?
Good.
You were talking before about weapons that we may not have that would cause an earthquake.
Well, I mean, I'm going to read later Secretary of Defense Cohen's comments from the late 90s in public, where they admit
I've got a bill here, H.R. 2977, that prohibits tectonic weapons.
Yeah, that bill never passed. That was
but it mentions it.
Yeah, it was introduced by Dennis Kucinich. Yeah,
right. Just wanted to bring that up because it specifically mentions the non-use of tectonic weapons.
Yeah, actually, I have the bill here. It was the 107th Congress, first session, H.R.
Right, exactly.
2977.
Right.
And, yeah, that's a good idea. You want me to read some of this?
Sure, I've got it in front of me, too. Go ahead.
Okay, Section 1, short title. The Act may be cited as a Space Preservation Act of 2001. Section 6, non-space-based weapons activities. Nothing in this act may be considered as prohibiting the use or funds for space exploration, space research and development, testing, manufacturing, and production that is not related to space-based weapons or systems or civil, commercial, or defense activities. That's everything, including common communications, navigation, surveillance, reconnaissance, early warning, or remote sensing that are not related to space-based weapons or systems. Definitions. In this act, the term space means all space extending upward from the altitude of greater than 60 kilometers above the surface of the Earth, and all celestial bodies in such space.
Go to Section B on the last page, page 3 of 3.
Yeah, I'm just trying to read the whole thing.
This is where it's more interesting.
Yeah, inflicting death or injury or damaging or destroying a person or biological life, bodily health, mental health, or physical or economic well-being of such person through the use of any of the means described in Clause B of subparagraph B. And it says, through the use of land-based, sea-based, or space-based systems using radiation, electromagnetic, psychotronic, sonic, laser, or other energies directed at individual persons or targeted populations for the use of information, war, mood management, or mind control
right.
of such persons or populations, or by expelling chemical or biological agents in the vicinity of a person. Let me continue here. Such terms include exotic weapon systems such as electronic, psychotronic, or information weapons, chemtrails, high-altitude, ultra-low-frequency weapon systems, plasma, electromagnetic, sonic, or ultrasonic weapons, laser weapon systems, strategic, theater, tactical, or extraterrestrial weapons, and, that doesn't mean aliens, it means outside the Earth, folks, and chemical, biological, environmental, climate, or tectonic weapons. And it goes on and on, yes.
That's basically implying that we have weapons that we could...
And it says climate or weather or tectonic
right.
systems with the purpose of inducing damage or destruction upon a target population or region of the Earth or in space.
Thanks, Alex.
Anything else?
That's it.
Well, I appreciate your call, and we'll take care. We'll start the second hour here. And I've got Secretary of Defense Cohen's public comments about these weapons, too. I'll try to read that for you. Again, I'm not saying that that's what happened in the Indian Ocean. I don't think that's what happened. I know, though, our government and other governments knew about it and decided not to warn the people. That's curious. That's despicable. But we'll talk about it when we get back. Upwards of 100,000 dead. PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello.